When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a feast for your eyes to see? An explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill. Please.
I didn't know you grew up out here. I thought you just lived here as an adult.
No, talks about it all the time.
I grew up here. And then stayed here.
I'm very sentimental today.
He's a townie.
We raised our children here.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a townie.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Happy birthday.
I'm adding a little flavor.
What kind of rube doesn't put the person's name in the sock?
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The guy rolls down the window and says, if I take your car down, will you leave me a nice review on whatever the website was?
Wow. That was it?
And he let me have it back.
Wow.
Okay, men need equal treatment under the law.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Somebody gets the Wordle on two tries and they're bragging and sharing it on social media. This guy literally beat Hitler.
Yeah, no.
Different generation, Curtis.
Unbelievable.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. On a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium after a solid 19-3 Patriots win over the Bears. How is everybody doing this morning? Hi, Wiggy. Good morning.
Victory Monday. I love them.
Yes, finally we have some positive things to talk about. Curtis, hello.
Hi, Greg. They are a bad decision at the end of the Titans game away from winning three straight games.
They are creeping slowly toward the over, which is going
They'll be there next week.
Well, one more. They need one more after that. Over 4.5.
Right. But, they'll be there in the next 3 weeks.
Yes. Courtney, hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Excellent.
I'm great.
Good.
Great.
All right.
To be here.
Well, I mean, I certainly, at least for one day, the number three pick outplayed the number one pick. I think I think we could probably all agree about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, largely in part of because of what your defense was able that like. That's the defense that I think we kind of all expected to be consistent from day one, but we haven't seen that defense. So defensively, they did a great job, and Drake May continues to kind of, you know, consistently get better every week, and that's all we are asking for is him getting better every week, every single week, not making the same mistakes when he does make a mistake.
Yeah. Jelani Tavai looked like he had some extra dad strength out there in the game yesterday.
Right. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he had a great game. Jelani Tavai had a great game.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that he had a good game? Or?
The dad's dad strength.
He welcomed a baby.
I didn't see the dad strength.
I thought that speaking of strength, it took a lot of strength for me to watch the Caleb Williams effect. I think he's clearly the most talented guy. We can all agree, you know, he has got the speed. Drake May doesn't suck, but I think Caleb Williams is more overall, just talent on his body, he's more talented. But I don't know what it is. It's a je ne sais quoi, and maybe it's because he told the players to clean the locker room or the crying stuff, and God knows I love to cry. But I think that Bears team that was the cause celeb had that one play, the Hail Mary that cost them the game to go to 5-2. It changed their season, and it feels like Caleb Williams is a great quarterback when things are going well. But early on in that game, I hate to say people quit because I don't know if anybody quits, but it felt like they checked out. And it felt like that the going got tough, the line wasn't protecting him, and I don't think I've seen that at all from Drake May.
His body language, too. Caleb Williams on the sideline, it was giving very Mac Jones-esque to me.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a problem.
You can have all the talent.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think that's what Drake May does a great job of, even when things are not going great around him. He doesn't, like, his body language is never, like, down. Granted, he always has this, like, kind of, I told you, weird, like, I lost my puppy look. Like, you know. You know, like, is he happy? Is he sad? You kind of really don't know.
Poker face.
But it almost looks like with Caleb Williams, because they were playing well, it's Chicago and the coaching staff having another very good, talented quarterback or high-pick quarterback, and are they going to not know what to do with this guy? I mean, it's Eberflus. He did it with Justin Fields. Now we're kind of seeing Caleb Williams. It's almost like he needs – Caleb Williams in Chicago, they need to find the right guy to kind of be the coach of that football team.
Well, I know where you stand on this, but maybe your mind has changed a little bit. Could you not see yesterday maybe that Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf and whoever else was involved in the decision made the right call when it came to holding Drake back a little bit?
No.
Is that?
No. No.
I knew you were.
I knew
you were going to say that.
The way I look at it, Greg, is this. If he would have been playing from week one, like the mistake that he made in the game yesterday where he like kind of rolls out on like a play action bootleg and he throws the interception and the linebacker's kind of right in front of him.
Yeah, he doesn't see him there.
If he's playing from day one, I'm talking mini camp, throughout training camp, and the week one of the season, maybe those are some of the mistakes that he would have been cleaned up, and he doesn't make those mistakes. So where he is right now in his progression, my opinion, he's doing a tremendous job, but I can only imagine where he would have been if he was the day one starter. He would have been able to make some of those mistakes, whether they be in, you know, joint practices, training camp, early in the season. He would have made some of those mistakes. So I don't give them any credit for holding him up with anything. I just say, all right, they slowed his progress a little bit.
I feel like the Patriots today are not a good team. We all agree, not great.
Right.
However, they're a lot closer to 5-5 than they are to 1-9.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I sort of, with Wiggy, I think that there's a chance you have a season now if you started Drake May from the beginning. Because the AFC is incredibly top-heavy.
Right.
The Chiefs somehow do it again. You got the Ravens. You got the Bills.
The Jets are a disaster.
The Jets are a disaster. The rest of the division is a debacle.
Right.
And, you know, you're entering a pretty soft portion of your schedule where the Rams are playing tonight against the Dolphins.
Miami, yeah.
And then they got to come across on Sunday for the early game. Everybody talks about the West Coast team, 1 o'clock East Coast start. And then you have, is it, I don't know who they
Colts,
have.
Colts. Then Colts and I forget the other
they
team.
They got two, the Dolphins. So they have two or three games ahead where if they could win one or two, if the Patriots are 5-5 today, there's a season, not like they're going to do anything, but there's a playoff season. And I just, watching the Bears and the Patriots, I got to give credit to Van Pelt. He had a pretty good game plan.
Yeah.
I thought the offense was flowing a lot better. It seemed like Ramondre Stevenson was healthier. I don't know if it was looked like that to you guys. He seemed quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to what Eberflus and that Bears organization is, I mean, the Patriots are in a much better spot.
And Curtis, to your point, the number 7 seed right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, would be the Denver Broncos at 5-5.
Right. So there you'd absolutely be in that position if you started Drake May.
So looking forward, you would say the Patriots are in a better position than the Chicago Bears are.
Which is shocking because I would have never thought that before the season. I thought that the deal they made with the Panthers, with Bryce Young, the way they were able to stockpile picks, like I thought the Bears were the model of how to rebuild. Ryan Poles, BC guy, GM. However, watching them and seeing that organization, I don't know whether it was just that they all quit after the Hail Mary game, but they looked entirely checked out. They hadn't lost a home game all year, and they didn't even show up. Maybe they just thought the Patriots weren't going to be there.
I think that's probably what it is.
But I'd rather Drake May than Caleb Williams, and I don't think I would have said that before the game.
Not a great day for my guy, Mac Jones, yesterday, Shime.
Oh,
Shime, I'm sorry.
Greg.
I don't know what happened to Mac Jones yesterday.
You don't know what happened?
Turnover Central. I mean, when last we saw him, he was doing the exact same thing he was doing yesterday.
Yeah, there were no prior indications to show you that this would happen. Like, there was nobody screaming, hey, Greg, why are you still on this? I guess it happens to the best of us, I guess, right? Throwing two picks in crunch time also fumbling a snap between you and the center. Yeah, it's just...
So excited after his touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have thought he had won this. That was the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown.
Yeah. I hate that everybody tries to point out that Bill Belichick ruined him, too, and that's why he played so bad, because Doug Peterson seems to have his back fully, and he still is screwing up out there on the field.
Yeah.
So it's not a
coach
thing.
He's just so bad. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he was pre-ruined.
But let's be honest. Bill didn't help him.
No,
right?
He didn't help him.
So if he had a little bit of
Mac's
issues.
Mac's just not good.
No, I agree with you, and I'll never be a Mac defender. But Mac was decent his rookie year. And then if he had, we knew coming into his career based off him in Alabama, he was a little bit mentally in a different space, right? And so once Bill had this situation with him, then forget it. Now he's mentally, he's a puddle, and there's really no saving.
Okay, but he can't get over that part of it. I mean, give me a break.
Some people can't, Greg. People just mentally weak, and then they're just not strong enough to get over that type of adversity.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The island remains unoccupied this morning.
Wiggy mentioned the Jets briefly. They are so bad. I have to say, I enjoy so much watching them play like dog food.
Oh, they're bad.
Aaron Rodgers just absolutely looks like he's 105 years old. The Cardinals aren't great, and they looked like the 72 Dolphins yesterday against the Jets.
Well, what do you think happens to Aaron Rodgers? You think he's there for another year?
He's got to be done. I agree, of course.
You think he retires?
I think he's just such a narcissist where there's no way he goes out as bad as he's gone out.
He's going to go out saying, like, oh, I was injured this season, and body can't do it anymore. I'm too old. That's what he's going to do.
He'll use the season as an injury and excuse, and let's see if he tries to get one more goal. I guess it's really going to depend on, is he part of the coaching search in the sense of, like, okay, I would like for us to hire this guy. If he's not, then he might be like, depending on who the guy is, he might not want to deal with that person. But I just can't see him walk. If he walks away, the end of his career is a punchline and a joke. And he's already had a career where people look at him and go, he's an underachiever.
He is, though. Like, I don't think that's going to change if he comes back for another season.
No, but if he goes out losing, if he goes out losing the way he's losing, he's going to. When you're a narcissist and it's like people are going to already be criticizing you and they're going to be even criticizing you to the next level because of how you look. I don't know. I mean, that's a tough way.
I feel like we all can say this. It gets harder to stay in shape as you age. And what separated Brady from Rodgers and from almost everybody else is that he was psychotic about training in the offseason. You know, the 2-gallon water jug hardo thing. He's constantly in the gym doing that stuff. Aaron Rodgers is just not
right,
as dedicated.
I agree with you when it's a non-quarterback position. But when it's a quarterback position, it's really more about the mental part of it. And that's what made Brady so great. He was an animal when it came to winning, where I think Aaron Rodgers is not all the way invested, especially when there's a little bit of adversity. So for me, it's not his physical part. It's mentally, is he just like,
well,
I'm done
with
this.
Well, I think like you're talking about the narcissist part of it. He, you know, he says it to you all the time. He expects greatness from himself, but I don't know that he's willing to put the work in
right.
to get the greatness. Like I think he just expects that the greatness happens.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
Yeah. Yes. You know. So all right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. Patriots get to win number 3 on the season, and there's a lot to talk about this morning when it comes to that and the rest of the NFL. And we are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We will be joined at 8 this morning by Boomer Esiason on This Week in the NFL, and at 9 or 9:15 here at Gillette Stadium by Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday. So if you want to be on this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. A happy Veterans Day to everybody that's listening, especially those that joined us on Friday.
Oh, just in general, since it is Veterans Day, I want to thank everybody, every single person who was involved in that entire day on Friday. Every single one of you who came out to the American Heritage Museum, all the veterans that were there with us. I want to thank the staff at the 110 Grill in Maynard, where we had our Lunch with a Hero event. I thought that was amazing. Food was great.
Really good. Yeah. I had the grilled cheese with tomato soup, and it was very, very good.
Oh, it was. Wiggy had.
That looked good, though.
Wiggy had order envy when, because you got the chicken.
I got the chicken caprese.
Chicken caprese, and then when the creamy tomato soup and the grilled cheese sandwich came.
Isn't that the worst thing ever, though? The order envy?
Yes.
So
and,
bad.
And when you don't really want to eat off somebody else's plate, but you're like, damn, I should have got that.
Yeah. It's nothing, especially when it's like your sister and you're sitting at dinner and it's just.
Well, the sister's
time.
Like a little, you know.
No, I can't. We can't have a do very it. Big rivalry.
I would have given you half my sandwich.
Right, but by that time, it's like Curtis always says, like the toothpaste was out of the. So you couldn't really. I had to eat the caprese, which was good. Don't get it twisted, but you guys made that.
And Matt Burrell, who's here with us every Monday, thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who was with us on Friday in the morning or at lunch. It was an awesome day.
A+. Joe Landry is a Hall of Fame moment in this radio station's history.
And a long day for him. He came to lunch. He was the last one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you miss Joe Landry, the 100-year-old World War II veteran on this show Friday, I would go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app or hit rewind on the stream and go back and listen. And maybe even if you're trying to find something for your kids to listen to, I would have them listen to Joe Landry talk about his experience during World War II.
Well, the Patriots get a good road win over the Bears. Final score 19-3. Drake May completed 15 of 25 passes for 84 yards, a touchdown. He had an interception on the day as well. The defense had a great game. Caleb Williams was sacked 9 times on the day. After the win, Keon White talked about what we're seeing from those guys right now.
I mean, I've been saying it all year that we are a young defense forced into a lot of starting positions, and what you guys are seeing is us figuring it out. And I feel like we are becoming a more cohesive unit week to week. And I think the trajectory is on the right path and going upward.
And I brought it up at the top of the show, but we questioned where Jelani Tavai was when he joined us for a Patriots Friday. Wiggy nailed it, saying it sounded like he was near an ultrasound machine. He welcomed a daughter at 11:18 p.m. on Friday. Monday Night Football has the Dolphins at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI.
And the Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday, 113-107. Jaylen Brown was back. He played 37 minutes, where he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jason Tatum led the team with a double-double, 31 points and 12 rebounds for him. Jaylen and Giannis had a bit of an exchange on the court. Giannis pretending like he was going to shake Jaylen's hand, then doing the old, like, never mind, jokey type deal. Jaylen talked about it after the win. Here's what he had to say.
Giannis is a child. I'm just focused on helping my team get a win, and that's what we did tonight.
Did you have that on your mind later when you gave the hard foul in the fourth quarter?
Nah, just playing basketball.
That's such
a, like, that's a DB move. Like, you're going to shake somebody's hand and you hit them with a, like, ooh, you missed me.
Yeah.
Oh, in front of everybody, it's like it so
kinda
embarrassing.
It's kind of like Giannis does seem like he's a little kid at heart. Right. So watching it, it didn't seem like there was any malice or bad intent. It was just like.
But it's embarrassing to be on the other end.
But then it's embarrassing for Giannis to do that and lose the game. In honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market is offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See the store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees in Boston. Going to be nice this afternoon. Sunny in the mid-60s.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are at Gillette Stadium on a Mayo Monday after a win. Gerard Mayo will be with us this morning at around 9 or 9:15 or so, and I'm sure pretty happy with the result of that game yesterday. And we criticize them when it's not there, but it seems like from a game plan perspective, they had figured, coaching staff figured the Bears out.
I mean,
went there on the road and won that game yesterday.
Great win yesterday was really the first dominant win. I guess, the Bengals was not dominant. They won. I mean, they played well, but it was not a clear, you know, relaxing final 5 minutes like yesterday was. But Mayo 3-7. I mean, that is a guy that we've been killing. He's had several moments where it felt like the team was vacillating between failure and success and abandoning ship, and he certainly got the guys together, and that was a great win, and we'll see where they go now, but they'll have the Rams coming up this Sunday.
You see, like, those flashes. You do see flashes of greatness from Drake May.
Yeah.
You know, that touchdown pass that ended up being, you know, negated by the – was that Osborne? Who went out of bounds but that was unbelievable pass on the run, Wiggy.
Yeah,
at the sideline. I mean, he looks like he is going to be a legit quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I know that they don't like to say it, the players, but you do get a little bit of that Josh Allen feel when you watch him. Not as big physically, but just kind of the style that he kind of plays with, the ability. I mean, even the play that it was incomplete, but he's rolling out to his left. He throws down to the middle of the field to Josh Booty. Guy comes over late, makes a play on it. But if that's a bigger wide receiver who could potentially high point it, you look at just some of the things that when you see him, you're like, oh, he's got a little bit of that Josh Allen. Now, he runs aggressive in the sense where he doesn't want to slide or get down.
Well,
which is very similar to Josh Allen.
I mean, he didn't do it yesterday at one point. They got to pound that into his head that he needs to slide when he's running the football. But
to bring up Wiggy's point again about the fact that if he was playing from week one, we'd be at a way different place. Imagine what the connection would be like between he and Booty if he had been playing since week one, because that connection yesterday looked awesome.
Yeah.
And to build upon that week after week, they'd be lights out, those two. I mean, they were great yesterday, but that's what I kept thinking during the game. Like, if these two were able to play games together from week one, we'd be in a completely different situation. And I'll take what Keon White said to heart when it comes to the defense and maybe why the defense didn't look good in the beginning. A bunch of young guys that are learning how to play with each other. Like, do you take that excuse, or did they just look good against a really bad Bears team?
9 sacks.
Yeah.
I'd love to take credit for it, but I feel like, I mean, maybe it's 50-50, but the Bears just look totally disengaged.
Right, and some of those sacks were like blitzes, and we'll ask Mayo about this. Like, I feel like they wanted to bring pressure from the second level to maybe confuse Caleb Williams, because a bunch of times he didn't even see the these extra rushes coming to throw the football and get it out of his hand. So maybe that was something that they were thinking about. Oh, we can probably confuse this guy and he'll hold on to the football, which that's why you saw a couple DBs with sacks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they were better, but they still struggled a little bit stopping the run. Like, Chicago was still able to run the football on you.
You might have said it, Greg. Chicago's a solid team. They're okay. It's a great win. But I think can you see them stringing together 3-4 wins where you go like, oh, wow, you know, well, and defensively, can they be good every week?
And if positive for Mayo, this team is, in my estimation, the least talented in the NFL. And they're not the worst team. So that means you're getting more out of your roster than the other teams are, because you're coaching them up to 3 wins,
right,
which I believe it's not crazy to say they could have 5 wins right now.
Right.
If you go back to those Dolphins, the Seahawks, and the Titans game, they're a lot closer to being good than they are to being the worst team in the NFL, even though they have the worst talent.
And that's because you have the quarterback.
Right. Yeah, well, Gerard Mayo will talk about that with us coming up at 9. Before that, Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. On a Patriots Monday, and right now we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It's Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself. Good morning. Hello, Shine. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm wonderful. How are you after this nice little weekend?
How'd you do yesterday?
Pretty good overall, I'd say. It was a big teaser week, and all the teaser legs came through, outside of the Giants being the only one that literally didn't come through yesterday. It was quite the day.
Okay. I know the Playboy and the Princess did not have much success yesterday. So
tough.
No.
Back to the drawing board.
I might be done betting.
Really?
Yeah, that might have been it for me.
Wow.
Oh, I see. Short-lived.
That Broncos game really took my sparkle.
As
the Parlay Princess.
Yeah.
Watching that.
Was that all you were winning? Is that all you needed?
No, it ended up the Vikings Jaguars game ended up busting that one. But like, I just don't understand. All week last week, I felt like the Broncos were going to win. I said it on Friday. I'm like, stay away from that game or bet the Broncos. I should have listened to Costos in that parlay because he said take the points, don't take the money.
Right. So I mean, the Broncos should have won. I know, but that's my thing.
It's like, if they lose in that way, you should get half.
Right. Nope, that's not how it works.
But Courtney, you got to keep swinging. It's the only way you're going to hit a lick.
No.
You got to. That's it.
She's self-identifying that she has a problem.
I don't have a problem. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
I also had a question now that we're talking about it. Do you have to pay taxes on your winnings?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they take it. Yes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
take it out.
Only over a certain amount. And if you're losing, it balances it out.
Sean has never paid taxes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It hit me yesterday. $12,000 one had hit.
Yeah, I believe it's $9,000 or $10,000 or something like that.
Okay.
But that, you know, if you're really a
What's $9,000 or $10,000?
Well,
the amount?
No. Like, I feel like when they start hitting you over the head with taxes.
Well, I know if you go to the casino and you win over 10 and you go to collect they make you fill out a form saying that you will pay your taxes.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody ever. Yeah.
I think it's same way on the sites because they have a form that.
I think they must take it out, though, on the sites. I can't believe that that's the way it should work. Is if you hit over 10 grand, they ought to take it out for you.
Our chances of being audited went down dramatically on Tuesday of last week, so I think we're okay.
Yeah. Keep going for the lick, Courtney.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, Courtney, we'll find out, I guess, if you return to wagering.
I still have a little bit of money left in the bank, so I might as well just play that out.
You can cash out. I mean, just cash the whole thing out.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah. All right, Sean, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, so yesterday the Patriots beat the Bears. It wasn't Drake May's best performance, but I think it's important that you learn to win ugly. I mean, you see it in the Kansas City Chiefs game, right? They just continue to find ways to win, and I think that's important in today's NFL. So I think this was an important lesson for Drake to learn. Was it his best game? Absolutely not. Also, wasn't his worst game, right? I thought the interception was brutal. That was just a dumb play. Looks left, doesn't look back right before throwing it, and just there's a linebacker standing right there. That was just a bad mistake by him. I think there was only like one or two other maybe turnover worthy plays, and those can probably both be question marks as well. So I don't think it was his cleanest game, but it definitely wasn't his worst by any means. And they found a way to win. And I think that's the most important thing. We've been asking for a while now. When is he actually going to win a full game that he played? And this is it. So I am very happy that the Patriots got a win. I hope they continue to get a win. And it's upsetting that he wasn't starting in week one. Otherwise, you could be the Denver Broncos at 5-5 and technically right on the edge of the playoffs. So.
All right, Shime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. So Wiggy has been spot on in his analysis of why the Patriots should have started Drake May in week one. For all the reasons Wiggy has listed, it is also clear to me that the Patriots made the right choice in starting Jerod Mayo a little early because he's enduring these growing pains. He's had bumpy moments. We could go to the wind. We can go to the end of half. There's been a lot of learning moments for Jerod Mayo this year where he has been rightly criticized for those flaws. But they're ahead of the pace of last year's team on a team that's not as talented. And Jerod Mayo will be here next year, and he will have endured a losing season full of things he may do differently in the future, but only truly understood while he was the head coach and in charge this year.
I thought you said this was the exact same team as last year, essentially. What do you mean not as talented?
Okay, no Christian Barmore.
Aren't you blaming Bill for this roster that's on this team this year?
Well, do you think they're as talented as they were last year?
Yeah, I think they're about the same. They have a better quarterback, certainly.
I would give the edge talent-wise because your quarterback is
better. Okay, who was your offensive line last year? You think they had a better
Trent
offensive
Brown,
line? Who sucked?
Andrews. Then it was Onwenu.
Right. The offensive line was better than it was last year. It is. I mean, the team, fine. Look, if you want to say even.
Wait, this offensive line is better than
it's not as good as last year.
Oh, okay.
The defense was better last year.
Yeah. Then we'll just say they're the same team then, okay? If you want to go through that, they're equally as talented. They're a game better than they were last year. Yeah. So with the greatest coach in the history of the NFL coaching that roster. So whatever the way you want to spin it is fine, but they made the right decision.
You're the spin meister, not us.
What did I spin?
Right decision in what? In what? This year?
That they went a year early in giving Jerod Mayo the job. They should have gone a little early in giving Drake May the starting job for the same reasons that you experience bumps on the road. You learn how to handle adversity. Uh-huh. You're given the opportunity to lead so that when the team is actually better next year, Jerod Mayo will not be the rookie coach, still green and not understanding certain things that you only really get the handle of when you are behind the wheel.
So you feel like they found the guy. Robert Kraft identified the right.
I don't know if he's the guy, but I'm saying if he is, that the way this was handled was actually right, and I was wrong when I was criticizing all the things that he should have understood before getting here, that this year was never going to be a playoff season. So why not have Jerod Mayo grow with the team the same reason I wanted Drake May to grow with the offense?
But I think the bigger question is not whether or not Jerod Mayo was early or maybe was Bill late, because the question becomes if Bill had Drake May, or if he had the number 3 overall pick, does he then take Drake May? And if he does, what's this team look like with Bill as the coach with Drake May versus Jerod as the coach with Drake May? Because ultimately, that's the biggest, in my opinion, that's the biggest wild card, because Drake May is clearly the reason why your team looks better this year, is because he is 10 times better than Mac Jones. Mm-hmm.
But I would just say yesterday, Drake May was not great. I mean, he had an awful interception.
Not that he's great, but he's 10 times better than Mac Jones. And that's not even a question. So I guess the question would be, like, what would Drake May look like with Billy O'Brien and
Bill Belichick
versus Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo? What would your team look like? Because that's kind of ultimately...
So you disagree that they made the right decision?
Well, I'm not saying that they made the wrong decision. I just don't know. If Bill takes Drake May at number three, do we feel like they're better than what their record is right now?
I don't know. He had 5 years to find a quarterback, and he didn't.
Well, he wasn't number three. It's the difference.
Well, you can find quarterbacks in many places that aren't Cam Newton.
Well, where can you find quarterbacks?
You trade for them.
Show me a team that...
You retain the one that was the greatest.
Right, but we all know that ship sailed. Show me a team that, if they're not top five quarterback picking, that and their quarterback wasn't already there, like, who is a good team where they went out and just was able to find the quarterback?
The Steelers.
The 49ers.
I mean, the Steelers, they were having issues. They started Justin Fields. I think they're a good team defensively, and they're
the
able
49ers.
To...
Seventh round, Mr. Irrelevant.
All right, so but look at all the talent that you have.
Okay. But, yeah.
But I'm saying, other than the 49ers...
You just said it's all about the quarterback,
right,
and then I give you a team, and it's not about the quarterback.
My point is that Bill never had a top five pick. And if he has a top five pick, maybe he gets the quarterback, which ultimately allows him to turn the franchise around, because you got to basically stumble into a Brock Purdy.
Mm. All right, so Curtis suggesting that the decision to go with Gerard Mayo early
may be right.
Might be the right one. All right. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday and a Mayo Monday, and that guy, Gerard Mayo, that we're talking about will be with us at 9 this morning. We are going to get to the rest of today's leads coming up next. It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium awaiting Gerard Mayo, who will be with us at 9 this morning. It is also Veterans Day. Seemed like this morning, and it was bright and early, but not as many cars on the road, so I think a lot of people probably have today off. And,
yeah.
Yep.
If you're sitting at home, you can watch this show, as you always can, on Twitch or on YouTube. And thank you. We had a great day Friday. Thank you to everybody who came out Friday at the American Heritage Museum, and then afterwards, lunch with a hero at the 110 Grill in Maynard. Thank you to everybody who came out, and thank you if you weren't there, thank you for your service. Those of you who serve this country, thank you so much for that. On Veterans Day, we got some leads that remain before we get to They Said It coming up at 7. And Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning, everybody. It was interesting listening to Curtis and Wiggy go back and forth about Drake May, Mac Jones. You know, obviously it's very clear to everybody on the field that Drake May is far superior than Mac Jones. But off the field, I find it very interesting hearing the reports yesterday that over the past week, he didn't like how practice was going, so he asked to address the team. The coaches let him do so, and he gave a fiery speech that really got everybody together. People were asked about it after the win yesterday. Everybody seemed on board with the fact that he did that. It showed leadership, and that's the difference that I find the most compelling about Drake May. To be that young and to be able to address your team in that manner in a season that's really not going anybody's way, and to be able to get everybody showed that much respect to buy into whatever he's selling. I think a lot of rookie quarterbacks could go in there, Caleb Williams being one of them, thinking that maybe he's better than what, you know, his team is, and guys probably being a bit turned off by maybe a message. It could be lost in the fact if you think that you're better than the rest of your teammates. Drake May is the future of this team, and we've all been on board for it, but I think this week in particular, to win on the road against a Bears team that a lot of people didn't think that you could beat, and to give a message like that the week leading up to it, that is a guy that you want as the leader of your team.
And the message only holds weight when the guy's a good player.
Oh, yeah, but also yeah. It only holds weight if the guys buy in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, guys only buy in if the guy's a good yeah. player. If the guy's a great guy and he's not a great player, then the message is like, all right, whatever, man.
Yeah, but Wiggy, you know that. Mm-hmm. You know this better than anybody. It can be tough for a guy who's, what is he, 20? Is he even 22?
Yeah, like 22 years old.
So it's tough for a guy who's 22 years right. old and a rookie to get up there and not sound like a jackass when he's trying to motivate guys who've been in the league longer than he has. And
right.
So Courtney's right. Like, yeah. I mean, he seems like the guy.
Yeah.
He really does seem like he's the guy. So
he also did something after the game yesterday that I believe Shime is going to play during they yeah. set it. That okay. also leads to more
leadership
qualities.
Yeah, that's
qualities.
The biggest thing I take away from when he speaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, hello.
All right. So I have so many good leads, but you know what?
Dealer's choice.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with football, and I'm going to talk about the importance of Elliot Wolf and free agency, this free agency, his ability to maybe trade this offseason. Because when you look at this year's NFL draft, if the Patriots continue this, they're probably going to be picking somewhere around 12, 13, 14, 15. This year's draft is not like super, super talent heavy-wise where you go. There's all types of wide receivers. There's five wide receivers who are going to go in the first round. There's a bunch of offensive linemen. The kind of draft this year, the prospect pool is kind of hit and miss. So when you look at where you're going to be in the draft and where the draft prospect pool is, it's going to be super important that you nail free agency or you're able to nail some trades in the offseason of guys that might be looking to get out of the current organization. Because I don't know if this year's draft is going to allow you and where you potentially could be picking to maybe find a guy that could be an impact player that could help out Drake May in some form or capacity. That's why Elliot Wolf, it's all going to fall on his shoulders, especially, my opinion, this offseason, because the most important thing is not going to be the draft. It's going to be free agency and trades made around the draft, before the draft, that type of situations, or even after the draft.
Who do you have more faith in, though?
I was gonna say.
Oh, go ahead.
Based on what you've seen, do you have any faith in Elliot Wolf?
Can I answer, Greg?
Yeah.
No.
No. Yes. Okay. That's
what... Are his hands tied? Is it Elliot Wolf?
Well, who told them to make those draft picks?
No, not, that's what I'm saying. Not the draft picks. I'm talking about free agency and going out and getting
right.
potentially trading for people.
I want them to trade their first-round pick for a left tackle we know is good.
Right.
That's what I would love.
Right. Unfortunately, you're going to be like in the middle of the pack, so you know, I don't know how much you're going to pick up, but I agree with you, Curtis. But is Robert Kraft going to allow Elliot Wolf to say, okay, let's spend a ton of money and free agency or / trading for a disgruntled player.
He should. They have the quarterback.
Right.
It's pretty – I mean, that's the hardest thing to get. So I spend around him.
Yeah.
And they said Bill was the issue why they weren't spending, so they should be able to go balls to the wall. Right.
There is no more excuses left this offseason if they don't spend.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
In a ruling on Friday, the Supreme Court of Massachusetts gave one small victory to men. And I just wanted to celebrate that this morning. For the first time in 60 years, the Supreme Court here in Massachusetts has ruled that an engagement ring must always be returned to the person who purchased it, regardless of the reason for the breakup. So for 60 years, there was a state rule which said that judges had to try to decide who was to blame for the end of the relationship. This particular case, a gentleman had given a $70,000 engagement ring to his beloved, at which point he ended up discovering a text message in which she was texting what she said was a friend of hers, and she said, and I'm paraphrasing here in the text, my guy, my man is going to be away. I need some play time. He didn't like seeing that text message when he read her text messages. So he wanted to get the engagement ring back. This is a win, and it's not only men. I mean, there are some women who propose.
Great win for men.
Listen, yeah, thank God it's been a while for men.
We can't win.
It's been about 5 days.
If you're gonna spend $70,000 on somebody, and then you decide later on, for whatever the reason, that it's not the right decision, you ought to get that $70,000 ring back. They should extend this to all gifts. Like, I mean, if you give a gift to somebody and the person later on down the road turns out to be a dink, you should be able to go and get that gift back.
Pre-marriage. Why are you looking at me? What did you give me?
That's how I feel about it. So
pre-marriage, it should be any big ticket gifts should automatically go back, whether that's
always,
a car.
Always goes back.
Always goes back.
Yeah. It
doesn't matter. Like pre-marriage, everything goes back to the person who gave
that
gift.
What about flowers? Like, should they reimburse you for flowers or something like that?
Well, I mean, if it's a big ticket item.
I don't think
item.
It should always go back. Like, the car, you definitely aren't following, but, like, that's a big thing with Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan right now. She wanted to buy herself a car, a Bronco, and he said, no, please, I want to buy it for you. I want to buy it for you. And then he ends up being a D-bag, and now he's saying, give me the car back.
Are we banning all Zach Bryan rejoins on this show?
I will not give that man
where does everybody
another say? Dollar. Oh,
I saw what she had to say or listened to what she had to say. What the strength of her.
Yeah. Why, what happened with Zach Bryan?
Tell me if I'm wrong. Zach Bryan was incredibly emotionally and potentially physically abusive with his girlfriend who works for Barstool, Brianna.
Okay.
Yeah. She's from Massachusetts. And he posted that they were breaking up on social media. She finds out. And then he tries to get her to sign an NDA so that she wouldn't say anything negative about
his treatment of her. For $12 million.
For $12 million.
Right. Oh, okay.
He was going to pay her $12 million not to talk, which says to me that she has a lot to say. She has a lot of receipts.
All right. Yeah. There's videos, I guess.
He was putting paws on her?
She hasn't explicitly said that.
Yeah.
But it's not good. And he was mad at her because she was singing a Morgan Wallen song. And the Bruins, Elaine, who auditioned for this show, she's the best. She runs the Bruins social media account.
Yes.
All the Bruins players walking around week because she was singing another man's country song.
I hate to do it, but I'm on Team Chicken Fry.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
And so I feel like, Sean, the man is a talented musician. I love his music. But I feel like we got to institute some kind of a ban.
Greg, you're going to get no argument from me here. I sent that Bruins video to Courtney as soon as I saw it because I was laughing hysterically. And I'm so with you. Team Chicken Fry all the way.
All right, so we're done. We are done with Zach Bryan. And also, supposedly he announced over the weekend that he's not going to tour ever again. And he's moving to Paris. To get his master's or something. Like, that seems a little suspicious to me that you're running out of the country.
Right. when Diddy was down at, like, the Virgin Islands.
Right, right. So, all right, we got to take a break. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and we will get to They Said It coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.